The year was 1875. A spirit of excitement spread from coast to coast. Joy and renewed patriotism seemed to permeate every city and hamlet, large and small, which made up the young nation as America prepared for her 100th birthday. As part of the National Gala, Philadelphia was making plans for one of the country's first World's Fairs, at that time known as trade exhibitions. Even the President of the United States would come to officially open this historic event. Yet a greater level of enthusiasm seemed to be directed toward another man, whose fame had preceded his return from Europe. The humble missionary and his team had been powerfully used of the Lord to bring revival to foreign lands. Now, after 2.5 years of travel, the team was returning to the 99-year-old America. The prayer of Christians throughout the states was that the Lord would give these men the same success in America that he had given them abroad. To facilitate this hope, a respected Christian businessman offered them the use of his new Philadelphia warehouse for a meeting place. If they would accept, the godly merchant promised to fill the warehouse floor with over 10,000 chairs. The excited evangelist eagerly accepted the challenge and organized a series of meetings for Philadelphia. John Wanamaker cheerfully fulfilled his commitment, and the warehouse was liberally lined with rows and rows of seating.